Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio.
My bad. See, you always call the show, so you're one of those people that don't got to push one. We just automatically bring you in. You feel me?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, baby? What's happening?
Ready for a good show?
That's what we do about this time.
You about to get one. All right, look, man, we was talking off air, but we're going to flow right with that. Look, Snow, just sit back and listen for a few minutes, and you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
I'm here.
Now, to what you were saying off air, I would say that we as men, we do have to realize who we're messing around with, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, that's a package deal, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just like if you a man going into the relationship and she has kids, you got to realize it's more than just her. You got to accept those kids,
right,
too. It's a package deal. It's just like when a woman meet a man that has kids, she got to accept that role, too. You know what I'm saying? It's a package deal. Deal with the package. Get the stepping.
I agree wholeheartedly, but see, here's the thing. Like, let's just say, for instance, you know, if I move in with you, My child live with her mother. So no, you don't see my child on a regular basis. You probably won't have to deal with my child on a regular basis. But nevertheless, motherfuckers get comfortable with that and feel like, okay, well, you know, your child is optional. Mine is a requirement. You know? That's like one of the most fucked up ideas, concepts you could come up with. You know? Motherfuckers sit there and say, well,
Let me cut you off right there for a second, dog. Now, that situation, I'm actually living that situation. When me and Mother Nature decided to move in, my daughter was living with me at the time. You know what I'm saying? So when I moved in, she was coming too. You know what I'm saying? And she understood that. And you know what I'm saying? We made that work as a couple. You know what
well,
I mean?
See, now, like I said, that's different. Your daughter, okay, your scenario is different. I mean, you know, a lot of men don't have custody of their kid. You know, let's just say if this was fight, not to say, hold on, let me make sure not to say that Mother Nature wouldn't have been understanding, but let's say if this was 5 years ago, you know, when you didn't have her.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, that's the aspect I'm looking at it as. Not, you know, like I said, not to say Mother Nature wouldn't have been understanding. Hey, that's my girl. She cool.
Well,
seems like she would have been.
I know what you're saying, but she would have known up front. Hey,
They know up front, but then here's my thing. Well, I mean, and granted, they don't say it, but in a lot of cases, they feel like, well, shit, I ain't got to deal with his kid on an everyday basis. But then when the situation come where you do, or let's just say, for instance, you know, hypothetically speaking, you wasn't with, you know, your kid wasn't there, then all of a sudden your kid had to move in, you know, then was, you know, a lot of motherfuckers like, oh, you know, another mouth to feed, this, that, and other. Motherfucker got a lot of things to say, but in reality, you be sitting back looking like, what the fuck you mean? When the whole time
in reality, dog, it's like this. If you know I got a kid that doesn't live with me, there's always a possibility that kid's going to live with me. So you got to accept that shit before you even let me move in. There's a possibility that my kid
I hear you. You're not listening to what I'm saying. I hear what you're saying, and for all practical purposes, you're right. And I'm saying you got a lot of motherfuckers who mind state is, yeah, I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say I can understand this, and I can say I can understand that. Because the simple fact that, yeah, it's a possibility that they might move in, but a lot of times you just see them on the weekend, and a lot of cases, a lot of fathers, and I mean, as bad as this may sound, a lot of motherfuckers will just get they fucking kids up and move on to the next fucking family.
Well, that's true, but that don't affect me or you. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not saying me and you, man. I'm just speaking.
Let me finish my point. What I'm saying is that don't affect me and you as fathers go, but that shit does happen. And any man that does that is a fool. And any woman that encourages a man to do that is a bitch. That's all I'm saying. Because you got women that will encourage a man to not fuck with his kid.
I'm glad I let you finish saying what you're saying. I couldn't say it no better. LaFonda, what's up?
I'm just saying, man. You got women that encourage their man. Well, you know, you could be the father to my kids. You know what I'm saying? But then on the same hand, you got those brothers out there that don't even, you know what I'm saying, they got kids but don't want to be a father. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But then this is my thing. How in the hell can you sit there knowing that you brought children in this world? You brought children in this world. You know, unless a motherfucker never told you or you had a one-night stand and you just didn't know, how in the hell can you sit there with good conscience, be a father to this person's child, and not even try to take care of your own?
I have no idea. That's the million-dollar question right there. I don't see how you can sleep at night.
I mean, you got motherfuckers that, like, dude, I done heard of cases where, and I done seen them. I done seen cases where this motherfucker he done just said, fuck his kids, but his girlfriend's kids get treated like gold. And you know what he got for that motherfucker? For all the shit he did, she left his ass. Left his ass for his boy.
Ooh, that's ugly. But I got a partner, man, that was like that for a while, for a few years. You know, he has a kid that he don't see. He was with a girl. She had kids. You know what I'm saying? And this is me speaking personally. You know, I would go over, kick it with him and shit, you know, and I would see how he treats her kids. And I'm like, you know, what about yours? You know what I'm saying? You sit up there hugging this other baby, talking about, oh, I love you and all this bullshit, but what about your blood? When the last time you seen yours? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that kind of shit bothers me, man. How the fuck are you going to be a
father
to somebody
else?
And you got your own kids that you don't be a father to, man. That's some bullshit.
You sure know right. And I've seen it personally, too, with this motherfucker. I mean, and like I said, there's nothing wrong with being in a relationship with somebody who got kids. I mean, there's nothing wrong with showing them kids love and affection. There's nothing wrong with that. I had no problem with that. But then when you showing all this love and affection this way, and you won't even go say hi to your kids, that's
right.
That bullshit to just make you want to just smack the fuck. Dude, I can't respect the motherfucker like that. I can't.
And then you wonder why the mama bad mouthing you to the kid. She earned the right to. You don't do shit.
Right, and this motherfucker like that.
That's that in the world. I know you ain't seen your daddy in 3 years.
And this motherfucker's like that to make it bad all the way around the board. That's why we get such a fucking bad rap.
Well, I'll tell anyone in a heartbeat. I love my daughter. My daughter's going to always be in my life. So you either deal with it or step the fuck off. Leave me alone because she ain't going nowhere. Accept it.
Now, well, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, because the simple fact is that is this. You know, but, I mean, like I said, you know, of course I'm excluding you out this shit because I know you. I know how you are about your child. But the motherfuckers that just, I mean, we just, you know, that's my baby. That's this, that's that. You know, and I'm sitting there like, how in the hell can you sit there in good conscience knowing that your child, you know what I'm saying, your child over there ain't no father figure at all. No father figure. You know what I'm saying? You ain't saying two words to this motherfucker. And then for the women, and you know what? I say for the women, and like I said, I'm going to piggyback on what you said. You got to be a real bitch to stop a motherfucker from seeing his kid. But nevertheless, she only can do what he let her do.
Exactly. She can encourage it, but
he still
make that decision. It's still
I mean, you sit now. I wish a motherfucker would tell me, well, look, I ain't finna be dealing with no extra kids. For that matter, for you to tell me you ain't gonna deal with no kids, period. Shit, I'm the wrong motherfucker for you.
Right.
Ain't no cutoff date with bonds. Ain't no, well, when they get 18, you know, we say it all the time. But God damn it, when the motherfuckers turn 18, don't ask me for shit. But ain't no cutoff date with these kids.
That's right. That's mine is 18 and still living here.
You know what I'm saying? So there's no cutoff date with these kids. And if you can't, if you gonna sit there and look at me and say something like, well, shit, I ain't finna be watching your kid or this, that, and other, then yeah, we got a serious motherfucking problem. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. What's that? What's happening?
Hello.
Is that a photo shoot?
What?
Don't worry about it. But I say don't worry about it. All right, now let's bring in a caller. All right, Lucas, though, you've been listening the longest. What's your take?
I'm completely on board. I mean, with both sides, any woman who would tell a man, okay, well, you know, your child ain't, you ain't a full-time father or some other crazy shit like that. She needs to be gone. She, nobody needs to deal with her. And then same deal goes with the man. I mean, if you come into a relationship with me, you can't accept my kids, bro. We can't. I mean, and then I'm not the type of person where, like, right away you're going to meet my kids anyway, but you know what I'm saying? You know I have children, but we do get that serious. And then you like, well, I don't want to deal with your kids. Okay, well, we've exercised our time together. It was fun, and now I got to move on. Like, my kids don't need a daddy, and it ain't about that. But, you know, if you accept me, you accept them.
I don't think kids need daddies. I think they need father figures. But let me now, I'm going to ask you a personal question. You don't have to answer this if you don't want to. If it's uncomfortable to you, you don't even got to answer it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are your kids fathering in their lives?
Two of them.
Full time.
What?
I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
You know, he come pick them up whenever he want, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Does he see them
yeah.
on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Okay, now do you ever badmouth him to your kids?
No.
He pisses you off.
Lord, no. That's a no-no. That's cardinal rule number one. I don't care, you know, what the situation was between he and I. If he's a father to his children, then I don't have no, you know, our relationship is completely separate than his relationship with his children.
The first woman I ever heard say that. That's a true statement. Our relationship is different than your relationship with the kids. LaFonda,
I'm gonna have to. We're gonna have to put a. We're gonna put a camera on her, and film her the whole day.
Do that. Ooh. I got nothing to hide. I speak the truth.
I gotta see that for myself.
All right, LaFonda, let me ask you. I mean, it's not a personal question because you've already answered the question, but it's for the sake of argument. Does your child's father, is he in your child's life?
No. I mean, he knows my son's cell phone number. He just doesn't call it. Like, he said that I don't want to have to deal with you to deal with my son. So I called my son's cell phone, and I was like, he wrote his number. If you need to talk to him, call him. And
that's a good idea. That's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. I bought a cell phone, so I'm going to deal with a mother. Do you badmouth him to your son, though?
No.
Do you say negative things about?
No. Never mind. If I say something about him, I go in my little own private.
You're breaking up, LaFonda.
I said I go in my own private. Really?
Yeah, you're breaking up like a motherfucker. Fix your Boost Mobile. Janine, what about you? I mean, I know your kids are grown, but whenever shorties, you don't have to answer the question. If it makes you uncomfortable, you don't have to answer it.
Mm-hmm.
But was he in their lives when they were shorties?
It varied.
Okay,
sometimes they were, sometimes they weren't.
Did you have a bad mouth to them, to your kids?
No, not to the kids,
Okay, now, all you ladies said no, but now let me ask y'all this. Have you ever bad-mouthed him to one of your girlfriends?
Yeah, I did it to my parents.
Y'all know the kids can hear that shit, right? Y'all know they hear that. If you at home, you know they hear that.
No, I said to my parents. Not to my
girlfriend.
Not
to
my
out.
Right, you don't do that in the presence of the child, period, even if they upstairs in another room or whatever. That ain't that's not the type of conversation.
No. Y'all know how y'all get when y'all get on the phone and start talking about his dog ass. Y'all get kind of loud.
Them.
My mom was loud as hell talking about my fault. I heard all that shit. And I was
you
upset.
Know what, dog? But you know what, now, one thing I got to give my mother this. And I knew she couldn't stand his ass, but she never said nothing. She never said nothing bad. I mean, like, okay, occasionally, I mean, I would catch the conversation, but it was me more or less ear hustling.
Right.
But I can actually count on one hand that my mother then actually got loud to the point where, like you said, I was upstairs and she was downstairs, and I could just hear her dogging his ass out, you know. But for the most part, if I did hear her saying something to him, it was because I was ear hustling. See, that's one thing. I mean, he could say, do whatever it is he was going to do, and I could be just as disappointed, and she wouldn't be like, fuck him or nothing. She'd just be like, well, just call him next weekend. Mm-hmm. Then she finally just, I guess... she just stopped calling. She finally told me, just stop calling. But she never was like that motherfucker. Now, when she called him, you know, it was another motherfucker thing. Like I said, but it was only, and I can only really recall one time where she was like, fuck you, you'll never see him again, you punk motherfucker. That was when that motherfucker made me sit outside till I'm there at 12 o'clock at night, talking about he was coming to pick me up and never came. But other than that, nah, I can honestly say she never really, she told me when I got older, I'm just going to let you see for yourself.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Me and Mr. Charlie had a conversation about that once. And he actually said some shit that actually made sense. And he wasn't even high when he said it. He was sober than a motherfucker when he said it. That's what tripped me out, because it actually made sense.
What did he say?
Now, he was like, he grew up hating his father. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he was never around. But he said when he sat down, he was an adult by then, but he sat down and he talked to his father. He was like, a lot of that shit was his mother. Because, you know, and it made sense to me. Because growing up as a kid, all you got is your mother's voice. That's all you know, your mother's voice. So what your mother tells you, that shit is gold. You believe that, no matter what it is or who it's about. That shit is gold to you. You believe it. But when you sit down and talk to your father, like I had a conversation with my father when I got out of boot camp. We had a real conversation. And a lot of shit that he told me, I can relate to what Mr. Charlie was saying, because it's the same thing. You know, when we growing up, we blame our father. But sometimes your mother causes a lot of that shit, too. You just don't know that part. All you know is what she tell you, because that's what you believe. That shit is, you know what I'm saying? That's like the word of God to you. But a lot of times, your mother can destroy your relationship with your father because she's pissed off at him.
Yeah. But
so she's
now,
telling you a lot of
what about this?
Shit.
Let me ask you this, though. Okay, and what you said, understandably, I mean, you know, I got a letter right now. I got a letter right now that my father wrote me before he died, you know, calling himself trying to explain a lot of things. All right, of course, it's his side, her side, and the truth, you know. But now here's my thing, and you being the type of person that you are and the type of person I know that you are, I mean, we've heard it all. We've heard it all from our kids' mothers. And, I mean, between me and you, it's probably not a motherfucking argument or excuse that we ain't heard for them motherfuckers trying to keep them kids away from us. But we never fell victim to it. We never fell victim to it. I mean, hell, man, you done got on the phone and talked for hours. I done called you. You done called me. Man, this bitch doing this, dog. Hey, let me holler at you because this bitch finna make me kill her. But we never fell victim to what the fuck was going on. I mean, yeah, we was mad, we was upset, and, man, fuck this shit, and there's that and other. But we kept fighting. Why didn't they?
That's a good question, man. That's
you know,
that's
you
could
tell me 100 reasons why you didn't. You know, you could tell me 100 different reasons why you know why you didn't. I mean, you know, why you gave up. Tell me why, you know, tell me, give me a reason why you didn't keep fighting. You love me so much, I'm your motherfucking son.
You got to look at the times, man. It's a little different, you know what I'm saying, from what we were showing
you. You know what, now that I can't go with. Because, motherfucker, these women been running their mouths since the turn of the century. This ain't slave times no more. This ain't, as a matter of fact, this ain't even the 50s where they got to stay barefoot and pregnant. Shit, these women been running their mouth for the longest. It ain't changed that much. Just like you said, your mother got a mouth on her. And it's some motherfucking women that's our age right now that I know that still can't out-talk your mother. So, nah, I can't go with the time.
Hey, man, I look at it like this, dude. This is what I did when me and my father had a talk. This is exactly what I did. I said, you know what? You saying this, my mom is saying that. You wasn't there, but fuck it, I'm grown now. Let's try to get rid of shit now. That's all I think.
Right, okay, and I mean, teach his own, and I understand that. I mean, mine wasn't here for me to get that, you know? So, I mean, that's one part of my life that I'm going to go through the rest of my life. Like, well, I will never know, honestly, you know, what happened. You know, we'll never be able to make that means.
Right. Okay.
But like
true enough. You and him can't make that means. You know what I'm saying? But you can always make sure that yours don't even go through that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know what it's
and
like.
That's why,
you know what it's like.
And that's why I fight so hard. That's why I fight the way I fight to be an intricate part of my kid's life, because I'm not finna sit here and go through that same shit. Brother, what's happening? I'll see you on here, baby. What's good?
Nothing much. How y'all doing?
So, chilling.
But you know what? You
that's
know what, man? I want to call your cousin, my friend. He a motherfucker that need to be listening to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's redundant to him, because it's something that he's heard since his first shorty was born. You know what I'm saying? And he's still popping them out today. You know what I mean? He the motherfucker that need to hear this kind of shit, man. And not just from us. He can hear from people that's on the show right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody's listening to everything we saying right now, and I'm pretty sure everybody agree with everything we just said. Can't nobody find fault or dispute in nothing we said in the last 47 minutes and 4 seconds. Nobody. Because it's a true story, man. You know, that's bullshit to me, man. Motherfuckers having all these babies, you know what I'm saying? And then they killed all these fucking kids the other day, man. And don't take care of their kids, man. You don't ever know when they're going to leave. You know what I mean? Then you at the funeral. Like, my sister's baby died. This punk-ass motherfucker didn't even come to the funeral. Straight up,
the bitch.
The daddy. The punk motherfucker didn't even come to the funeral. She was 4 years old. This punk ass didn't even come to the funeral, but called himself a daddy. Get the fuck out of here, man. Man, me and Rich just want to, we were trying to rush that motherfucker. It wasn't for death. We could rush his ass. That punk motherfucker didn't even come to his own baby's funeral, but you call yourself a father.
That's called harder right there.
That's straight up bogus ass bullshit, man.
Bogus, man, what's going on, Waylo?
Shit. Just listening.
You're talking about
janky
ass
fathers.
I hear you.
I mean, dog, it's that's real though. But see, like I said, it's motherfuckers like him that. I mean, you know what, dog? And as much as this pains me to say this, you know, I gotta say it. It's motherfuckers. I see why women act the way they act, cause you got so many motherfucking fucked up ass dudes out here. You know what I'm saying? That fucks over these kids, then, you know what I'm saying? Of course they're going to have their guards up when they meet a motherfucker. Of course they're going to be like, all right, motherfucker, you got to do this, you got to do that. I mean, it's a lot of, I mean, dude, if you a single mother, now, I'm just giving props to the single mothers who was forced into that situation, motherfucker that just turned their back. I ain't talking about these motherfuckers who keep playing games with their motherfucking baby daddies. I mean, because I know a lot of motherfuckers that like giving ultimate. If you ain't with me and this, that, and the other, then I'm going to do this. And you do your best to try to keep the baby away from them. That's fucked up, too. That's fucked up in itself, too. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, you got a lot of motherfuckers. I done heard motherfucker tell motherfucker. And I've been told that. Well, you only can keep her if you at your mama house. What? I don't live with my mama. Well, your mama, that ain't my mama's obligation to keep my child.
Hey, dog, what's your favorite term? You preaching to the choir. You know what I'm saying? You know
how I got to see my little girl?
You know how I got to see my daughter when she was maybe 1 or 2? She was like around 1 or 2. You know how I got to leave the house without her mother and her other sisters with us? We went to Chuck E. Cheese. Leo. It was Leo's daughter's birthday. He had a party at Chuck E. Cheese. We went to Chuck E. Cheese, right? It's me, her, my daughter, and my daughter's sisters. You know what I'm saying? And Lynette wasn't there. It was just him and his daughter. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't there. It took her to see this man with his kids to open her eyes to say, oh, okay. Like, oh, because I'm fucking with him and he get to see his daughter, now all of a sudden I can see my daughter? Because one of my friends is being a good father? What the fuck is that kind of shit? You know, that shit like that just pisses me off, man. It really pisses me off. You know, you try to do good by your kids, man. You really do. You know, they piss you off. And then you got the mothers who are vindictive. I'm not saying all mothers, all baby mamas are vindictive. That's not what I'm saying. I'm only speaking from the one that I have. She's vindictive, you know, bitter, all that shit. And then you take that shit on me by saying, oh, you can't see her no more. Come on, man. That's some bullshit. And then you wonder why motherfuckers give up. That's why. That's exactly why motherfuckers give up. So all these women that be out there complaining about their baby daddy this, their baby daddy that, some of y'all, I'm not saying all of them, but some of y'all need to look in the mirror. Some of it is the women. It's the mothers that cause, like you say, you don't understand why motherfuckers give up. We had a conversation a couple of years ago. Me and you had a conversation. I know we're on the radio, but I don't even care. This is me talking. And what did I tell you? I said, man, fuck it. I'm done, man. I'm done. She don't want me in her life. Fuck it. I'm done. You know what I'm saying? And you remember what you said?
Yeah, man, so many of these conversations,
I remember,
man. Shit.
You said, man, don't give up. Don't be like our fathers. That's what you said to me. You probably don't remember that conversation, but I remember that shit vividly because I was at that breaking point. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done with both of them. They can just live on without me. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that, you know, that kind of shit stick with me. But I understand, as far as the fathers that turn their back on their kids, I understand. You know what I'm saying? I almost did, but I didn't do it. But I understand where they're coming from, because sometimes your baby mama can drive you to that point.
So in other words, you don't condone, but you do understand.
Exactly.
What's your take on it as a father?
Basically, well, I want to touch on what he just said. When you get ready to give up on that kid and that baby mama and shit like that, that's what she wants you to do. You fall into that trap. That's all that shit is a trap. Because once your ass give up, that's when they start dogging your ass out worse than what they're dogging you out now.
Because they ain't going to tell everybody. I've been trying to drive him away just so I can say this shit.
A baby mama don't want you to be a father? Baby's mama.
You got a lot of them that don't.
Really?
You got a lot of them that don't.
They want to take care of a child 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by themselves, physically, emotionally, and
financially. No, it's not that.
I don't want to get into no shouting and arguing match with you though.
I'm not saying you per se.
But I hear what you're saying. But I mean, if you a motherfucker that's not doing what he's supposed to do, I expect to hear everything that you're saying, but what about the motherfuckers that's constantly, you know what I'm saying? You tell me you need some money, and I say, well, I got $20, but here, you can have it, and you turn around and tell me, fuck you, this ain't enough. I'm giving you everything I got, but you constantly telling me everything I'm doing ain't good enough.
So
at what point, I mean... Right, or this ain't enough, this ain't going to do shit.
Now, like if a only way, first of all, I think that's crazy. I don't know any women like that. But the only way I can, I don't even say I can understand it, but the only way I can see it happening is if you wearing name brand shoes, name brand clothes, you keep reefer in your pocket, you keep cigarettes in your pocket, you go out every weekend, and then I ask you for some money, and every time I ask you for money, I get $5, $10 here, $20 there. That's when I can say understand being angry. But if a man like is struggling to live his life, and he coming out of his pocket as much as he can, I just don't understand why a woman would be that petty. Unless
you
really want to be with that woman, be with that man.
You, you, you got those women out there that do that shit though. It's, I mean, it's real.
She want him
shit.
Back then. Is that what it is? She want him?
No, it ain't want him back.
We don't know. Again, we trying to figure it out.
All I know is that
that's what we trying to figure out.
Shit, they play them childish ass games doing that dumb shit because it's dumb shit. Why would you even go through the trouble of doing that shit if you don't even want the nigga? You just trying to make the nigga miserable because you ain't with him?
Maybe
yep.
Because he hurt her so bad that she's trying to do revenge, but it ain't going to work. I mean, it's hurting the child, not him.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they're
exactly.
Not seeing that because they're having a personal battle. That's just personal.
Right.
They,
I'll give
about
you
the kid. They only think about the kid when the kid gets hurt.
Oh,
I'll give
God,
you a personal one. I'll give all y'all a personal one. I invited my daughter, mother, to my wedding. Yes,
oh,
I did. I'm
Lord.
Sure. You know what I'm saying? But my point
we
is,
we tried to warn them.
You want to talk about? Now listen, my point is, you want to talk about bitter and vindictive? The bitch tried to sabotage my wedding.
You should have never invited her.
In more ways than one.
You should have never invited her. Y'all wasn't. Were you having a? Did you have a good relationship with her before you invited her?
No, the only reason
then why
I
would you invite
so
somebody that
you
don't get along with to your wedding?
Exactly.
Because I wanted closure. I wanted her to know we.
You got closure.
That's not
that
closure. That's suicide.
One.
No, and
well,
no, it was
anyway.
Almost homicide. Because just let me just step in for a second, dog. Let me step in for a second because she was, and I can attest to what she was on some shit. And I can honestly say that she was on some shit because the simple fact is that me personally, I know she never liked me. No, she never liked me from day one. Walked up, spoke, hey, Zach, how you doing? I had to turn around. Who the fuck she talking to? Me? I'm going to hang out with y'all. Oh, no, the fuck you ain't. No, you're not. And that wasn't nothing but spiteful shit. You know, me
it
and Terry both looked at each other. She like, well, shit, I'm hang out with y'all. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not even coming nowhere near us.
Huh.
But that, my whole point was.
Everybody needs to beat this up for KJ.
Women, she's a very vindictive person. I should have never invited her, but I wanted to see her daughter. I wanted her to see her daughter walk down the aisle. You know what I'm saying? It was a mistake on my part. True enough, I can admit that. But still, though, you don't try to destroy nobody's motherfucking happiest day unless you're miserable and you want some motherfucking company.
But you knew she
that's
was miserable, though.
And that's exactly what it is. You said it right.
You knew she was miserable.
You just said
it. Yeah, you did. That you did.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm trying to let her know we ain't never getting back together. It's not going to happen. We tried. Four
she knew that
together.
When she found out you was getting married, you didn't
have
to let her see you getting married for her
right.
To prove it.
I think she looked at it as an insult, but she thought that, you know, she would get the last laugh on you because she figured like, oh, motherfucker, you bold enough to try to, you bold enough
feeling.
To invite me to your wedding, I'm finna do some shit. And that's what I think she was out to do.
Yeah.
Well, she should have never fucking came.
No,
that
you should have never
that
invited
been, like,
her.
I'm gonna be honest
stop
with
blaming
you, man.
It on her. You should have never invited her.
No, I take all of it.
Nah,
blame.
You should.
100% of it. I'll take 100%.
I'm gonna be real with you, man. You can see. I mean, when you know how they say you can see that envy in the people's face. You, I mean, man, if you look every time she looked at him. Look, he killed that motherfucker with a goddamn. He'd have got, man, he'd have got riddled with bullets. If looks could kill, that's how. But then, like I said, she was so. And I'm going to be real with you, and this is the honest God truth. I think if we'd have been like, hey, yeah, come on, chill with us, she probably would have tried something just to get back at you.
Shit, I'd
be
like, go ahead.
Kick
off my fucking head.
Oh,
yeah,
wow,
like,
dude.
Run a trade on her ass. I don't give a flying fuck.
Oh, my God.
I know you wouldn't have, but at the same time, you already know cardinal rule, baby mamas, that's hands off. But for her to just even be like, shit, where y'all at? I mean, because she was talking to me and Terry. I'm sitting there like, Terry, she actually talking to us? Because this is the same lady that wouldn't even let me walk through her door.
Well, don't worry. She hated him just as much as she hated you.
Exactly. And that's what Terry told me. Like shit, she hate me too. So I'm like, well, why me and you the two motherfuckers she keep focused on talking to? So it was like,
were y'all the only people at the wedding that she knew?
No, we weren't the only people she knew. We was the only people. We was the closest to him.
Right. That's what I was about to say.
That's what that was. We was the closest to him, and she figured if she can get some type of around, and that's all, in my eyes and Terry's eyes, that's what we both looked at, like she's trying to aggravate him. You know what I'm saying? But we kept walking. Every time she would say something to us, we would just like, yeah, okay. You know, we weren't rude, but at the same time, shit, I'm going out the way.
Right.
And why the fuck do women do shit like that? I mean, why would you, as a woman, okay, if you're dealing with somebody, you dealt with somebody in the past or whatever, and that person moved on to bigger and better things, why you just can't fucking be happy for them? That's what I don't understand.
Because
it took something
drastic for me and my ex to get on the same level. It took my daughter to be laying up in the hospital bed, sick as all shit, with 104-degree temperature for me and my fucking ex to see eye to eye. Now, to this day, I used to say I wanted to get hit by a semi-truck, but if she got hit by a neon, that'll be all right. We cool.
So just break. Don't kill her. Just break her leg.
Yeah, you know. We see eye to eye now. We can actually have a decent conversation without yelling. And it took for me and her and my daughter to be in the hospital room with her fucking being in a, she was bad. She was in a bad state.
Okay.
And
can I ask y'all a question? Do you think, honestly, that even though the woman could have been bitter or angry or whatever, y'all could have broke up in a bad situation, do you not even think in your mind that regardless of how bad y'all ended up, really she would have preferred for y'all to work it out and make things work and stay together?
It wasn't no working it out in my situation.
Okay, well, but now with that, it all depends what happened. I mean, it might be a situation that I did something that she couldn't take or she did something that I couldn't take. I mean, it all depends. Well, then again, we could have just mutually just seen that, shit, we're not getting along.
Uh-huh.
Well, sometimes you can try 4 or 5 times. I mean, if you try 5 times with the same person, y'all ain't meant to be together. Uh-huh. I mean, that's called a change of stage.
I mean, if you're sitting there, if we keep fighting over the same shit, I mean, okay, brother, give me an example of what you meant by that. Like, okay, like, what type of argument are you talking about?
Okay, so, like, say, basically, I knew what type of man you were. You were flirty, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you cheated or whatever, but you was like had a pimpish attitude when I met you. I fall in love with you, you fall in love with me, but then we get to having a baby. And throughout the 2 years of, say we was together for 2 years before I got pregnant. Throughout the 2 years of me being pregnant, I know that you have cheated on me. I can't prove it, but I know that you have cheated on me at least twice. And now we done had the baby. We done got pregnant. I done had the baby or in the midst of being pregnant.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to take care of this baby by myself. I want this baby to have his father in his life, and I want us to work together and have the baby. But you done cheated, and this time it's in my face. Now, I could
be
angry.
Okay, now, hold on. Let me say something. No, hold on, brother. Let me say something. Now, you say, okay, just because you catch him cheating, that still don't mean y'all can't raise that baby together. Maybe y'all just not do it as a couple.
No, you're not letting me finish what I'm saying. Because, of course, you can always, if you're mature enough, raise the child together. But most women would prefer to be with the man that they have the baby by. They might want that man to change in different aspects or to basically kiss ass until they get it together, but they still would prefer.
What? Wait a minute, huh?
Like, okay, if you fucked up, that woman really expects you not to run from it, but to kiss her ass until she forgives you, really.
No, that's the problem.
It might not be.
I mean, I'm just saying, that's a big problem right there. I mean, either you don't forgive me or you're not. I'm not going to sit here and just keep begging you.
If you know you did wrong, then you should be wanting to kiss ass for a while. Not forever, but for a while. Because if I know that I cheated on you, please let me finish. If I know that I cheated on you and I did you wrong, then, and I still want to be with you, then yes, I'm going to kiss your ass, do extra special things to make sure.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to kiss a little ass when you fuck up. I agree with you 100% on that.
Okay, but now hold on. Who's to say when, all right, you like, okay, everybody, I mean, if that's the term y'all want to use, kiss ass, okay, everybody kiss ass if they in a doghouse and they know they in a doghouse. But now, me personally, I mean, if I ain't going to forgive you, I'm not going to forgive you. So you just going to be wasting your damn time because I'm still going to look at you the same way.
No,
if
the next person allows you to kiss ass and they don't plan on forgiving you, then that's childish. But a woman, if in my opinion, if a woman allows you to go and continues to associate herself with you or try to work things out with you after you done hurt her, then more than 50% of her wants to still be with you.
All right, let me flip it on you real quick.
I mean, I understand. I mean, some cases, like Father Time, agree with you. Me personally, I mean, I don't feel like I'm going to kiss your ass. I feel like I'm going to try to prove my love to you. And I don't want you to kiss my ass. I want you to prove your love to me. Huh?
It's the same thing, dog.
No, it's not. Hold on. I'm going to tell you why it's not the same thing. Because if it was the same thing, I mean, because you kissing my ass, I mean, me forgiving you is all right, I forgive you, let's start a clean slate. Me lingering on about it, then no, that's not, I mean, you done did shit to me, I done did shit to you. You know what I'm saying? If you forgive me, you going to forgive me. You're not finna sit here and every time you get mad or something, or every time you want something, you're going to bring this shit up. No, you're not forgiving.
Hold on. I think you misunderstood her. What she's trying to say is, if you fuck up and she forgive you, what she mean by kissing ass is, you know, you're going to do a few little nice extra things that you normally wouldn't do. You understand what I'm
saying?
Okay,
so who's to say when that boat stops?
That may be the wrong term. That may be the wrong
Who's
term.
To say when that's supposed to stop? This is my thing. Who's to say, I mean, If I forgave you, then I forgive you. We finna go back to our regular life. Now all that old, you gotta walk around on eggshells around me.
And you shouldn't
this
be
is
going
that,
back to your regular
nothing.
Life. You shouldn't be going back to your regular life if you done cheated and got caught up and all of that. Things should change for the better.
Hold on, y'all. I want to hear what Waylo had to say. He said he's going to flip it. All right, flip it, man.
Yeah. Now, I'm pretty sure y'all know my scenario. I caught her cheating, and when I tried to say, let's stay together and work this shit out, stay together for the kids and blah, 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 she fucking act like I was a fucking Nazi and was like, you know, not trying to hear that shit. She wasn't trying to hear it. And it was like, since I did the shit to catch her up, you know, bugging her car and shit like that, she felt like she couldn't go nowhere without her, without feeling like I was listening to her or following her and shit.
So, bugging her car?
Okay,
I heard you say that. I heard that. I heard. I don't. They might not have been listening, but you bugged her car?
Wow.
Yeah, and I bugged her car, put a fucking GPS tracking device in her shit.
Oh, wow.
That's because she
knows
she was going to That's because she knew she was going to continue to do wrong.
Exactly.
Well, no, no. Well, the thing was,
or she just feel like
in my mind, I gave her 30 days to prove that she wanted to be there. I didn't say that to her. I said, all right, we're going to work this shit out and get over this shit.
Yeah.
I didn't throw the shit in her face. Mm-hmm. I didn't say shit else about it. She was walking around like, she didn't want to fucking do the shit after she agreed to the shit.
Exactly, because she wanted to do what she wanted to do. That's what I'm saying.
It might not have been that. It might have been like, damn, if he did all of that for this, then imagine.
She the one fucked up. He didn't do all that after she got caught. He didn't do all that until after she got caught. So if you
did that before she got caught.
I did that when I found out that she was fucking around. I knew she was fucking around. Yeah,
exactly.
I knew that she was fucking around. So that's why I did what I did.
So
I didn't
did
do
you
that
explain
shit just
that to her when
yeah, she knew that.
You tell her.
She knew exactly
So
wait
all
up.
I'm saying is she knew what she... Because if you really wanted to be there, it wouldn't have mattered if he was bugging her car or nothing because she would have been doing right.
Exactly.
But because she didn't want to do right, she complained about it. That's all that
we
wanted to do.
What up?
Wait, I got seven sisters, man, and I don't want you to meet none of them.
Why you
fuck
say
with my sister?
Why you gonna be
bugging their motherfucking cars and shit, man? Then I'm out of here.
No, I ain't bugging their cars. What you say?
Got a private eye following my sister and shit.
So, it ain't even like that. If I'm in a committed relationship and I'm supposed to trust you, and then I find out that you fucking somebody or you creeping out doing this and that and this, I'm going to find out the facts before I come to you and say that you're doing what you're doing. Why would I accuse her of cheating and not have no proof?
Well, ain't too many...
God damn it, Michael, straight hand, go ahead. I ain't mad at you. Waylo. Fuck it. I'm going to try to get the GPS device that you got.
Right. Did you get your shit back off the car or still on the car?
No, it's all portable and detachable.
Okay. I respect what you said and I understand what you said, but let's ask, Janine,
mm-hmm.
Take our argument. Me and you together.
Mm-hmm.
And I fuck up. I fuck up, and I ask you to forgive me, and let's just say you do. I mean, do you expect me to kiss your ass, or do you expect me to go, or let's just go on with our relationship?
I don't do kisses.
Hold on, Janine, before you answer that. Let's get away from the kissing ass part. I think that's what you got. That's what you got a problem with, the kissing ass part.
Yeah.
Okay, Janine. Let's say, do you expect him?
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's not get away from. Hold on, dog. Let's not get away from the kiss ass because that's what was said. You need to kiss some ass. That's what was said. So let's not get away from that.
Not the term that you thinking. Not the term the way you thinking about it.
Well,
I think
what
you got
to do to make shit right.
Butter, correct me if I'm wrong. But I think what she was saying as far as kissing ass go is you doing a few nice things that you wouldn't normally do.
So it's not real.
Okay.
So it's not real. You doing
you,
it just because you
no,
fucked up.
No, you working on making it better. You making
that's
on
not
re-
make,
re-
to me, that's
you working
not
on refreshing the trust. You working
that's
on reestablishing trust.
Well, I feel like
you're
going to be who you are.
Okay, let me ask you. What if I tell you, well, it was because of the lack of that I did what I did.
Then that's when communication is supposed to come in. You still
you
have a you still have an obligation, in my opinion, to apologize, and you still have an obligation to work on changing things, but so does she. If she wasn't doing
okay,
her part,
and that's what I'm asking, and that's what I'm asking
part,
you. So
if
now, if I, if,
part,
okay, if I'm the one that got caught, if I'm the one that got caught, and I tell you, well, I did this because the lack of affection, the lack of whatever I'm telling you, that, the lack of, do you look at yourself and say, well, maybe I need to change too, or
as
fuck
I was
that,
saying,
you did
if
wrong.
She wasn't, if as y'all communicated, and if she wasn't doing her part, and she still wants to be with you, then she's going to change, but she also expects you to accept her changing as well as you changing. So both of y'all should be working on a better future, period.
God damn, that's the second time I agree with you tonight.
Now this is what I'm asking. See, hold on. What you just said, I can understand that, brother. Now that part I understand. But see, the whole, like he said, my whole thing was the kissing ass. Now that was my
kissing
whole problem
ass
because you never know why.
I shouldn't have said kissing ass because
I mean,
you're
can I finish? Can I finish? 1 second.
I mean,
what I'm saying is that. Why we can't just...
Because you do the same thing to me when I'm talking. You interrupt me.
I haven't done that to you not once tonight. That wasn't me. That was him. I ain't did that once to you tonight.
Yes, you have.
Ding, ding, ding.
Move on. Move the fuck on.
Maybe we should just not use the word kiss and ass, because
that's why I said
I don't feel like you should have to kiss ass, because to me that's just like you. I might as well just keep throwing it in your face then, if that's the case.
No, she just used the wrong term, y'all.
That's what
she
I said. I
term.
Must have used the wrong term because y'all taking
that's
it the wrong
That's why I said
way.
Let's call it doing what you gotta do to make the situation better. I make them feel a little better.
Because,
well,
like
I mean,
I said, I said that she noticed your personality from jump. So she probably already assumed that you would be the type of person that cheated. But she might have felt like she was that good that she would keep you from it. And when it happened, she decided, I have a choice of leaving him or staying with him. We have a baby together. Now I want to work it out. But I'm not going to work it out unless he shows me that he wants to work it out. And this is what he really wants. And this is not a game.
Well, if that's what he chose, let's say he does that. Okay, let's say he does that. Now you want him to stay in the house. And this is a person who he likes to hang out. He likes to go places. He don't like to sit in the house. Regardless if he, not to say he was cheating all the time, every time he left the house, but regardless if, yes, he did cheat, how do you gain that trust back? So
now
he
I don't
to sit
expect,
in the house. Now, that's what I'm saying, because to me that
I
just
do
takes
understand
time.
What you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, you just had a baby. So, of course, you expect him to stay in the house a little bit more than he was before you had that baby, before you became pregnant.
I agree with that. He should stay home a little bit more.
Yeah.
If there's a new baby in the house.
Now for you to, put him on lockdown, that's going to send him away from you faster. But he should want to without you even getting angry of you him staying in to help you. Because taking care of a newborn baby is not easy.
Okay. And now I can agree with that. But now let me just ask, what if your definition, staying in the house more, he look at that as being locked down? I mean, do you try to compromise with him then? If he like, well, I feel like you trying to put me on lockdown.
Okay.
Do you try to compromise with him?
Okay, I think compromise. I think that's what compromising is. Like, okay, if you used to going out on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, or you used to going out between four.
You ain't got no job.
Listen, no, because you know what I'm saying. Because some people go out right after work and they go to the bar on Tuesday night, and then they go to the bar on Wednesday night, and then what is
Thirsty
Thursdays, right. And then Friday and Saturday night, that's when clubs is popping for real. So basically, every day except for Monday and Sunday, he goes out. But now you got this newborn baby. I can give you at least 2 days out of the week with me not being upset about it. But for you to go out every day of the week, really?
Let me ask you a question.
Put you a 12-pack in the refrigerator and call it a day.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Now, before you got pregnant, was y'all going out together?
Yeah, you went out 4 days a week, and she might have went out 2 days a week with you, or she might have went out 2 days a week with her friends.
But I'm saying though,
okay,
if you knew going in he was going out 4 or 5 days a week, why would you expect him to change just because he got a baby? It don't affect some men like that. Some men
think,
okay,
should.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I don't expect him to stop going out, period. But if you have a baby, come on, a brand new baby, I can understand once the baby gets older and you go back to hanging out a little bit more. But a newborn baby, you shouldn't even want to go out 4 days a week.
Hey,
what if he say you the reason that he go out that much? I mean, that's what I'm keep trying to ask.
You a man, man.
Like when you and him talk and he say, you the reason I go out so much. I mean, do
man
you try to change?
Man up, communicate. Or what am I doing so wrong that's irritating you that you can't
okay, and he
did.
He tell you. He tell you.
It's more than one room in the house. If I'm getting on your nerves, take the baby in another room and spend time with him.
Take the baby in another room. You really think that's the way a man going to really think? And I'm not being funny. Lord knows I'm not trying to be funny. But you really think the man thinking like, okay, I'm just going to take the baby in another room. No, I'm just going to leave
sitting right here
because I'm not going to keep arguing with you.
In my opinion, that's like a childish cop-out. If I'm getting on your
nerves, a lot of times, in some cases, it could be, in some cases, a man probably didn't get walked away, and I'm not saying you. So please do not think that I'm talking about you. I'm just saying in general. In a lot of cases, a man might just walk away because he's about to knock the shit out you, and he just needs to get the fuck away.
And I can see all of that happening in another situation. But when you have a newborn baby, really?
You could be going through postpartum pregnancy, as far as you know.
Red up or new. Honestly, that for me to have your baby, for me to have birthed the baby, I just don't understand.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just being real with you.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just that dude's preference because every dude ain't that way. Because when my ex had my daughter, I would take my daughter more than my ex had. More than my ex did. Everywhere I went, working 12-hour shifts, as soon as I got off of work, first thing I'd do is go get my daughter dressed, and we was in the streets.
I bet you she'll respect that more than for you to be out in the streets by yourself.
I mean, when I'm out in the streets by myself,
she would respect
she
that 100% more.
I'm just asking, what if the area or whatever he's doing, well, that's not an appropriate place for a baby.
That's his daughter. And he should have enough respect for himself that he want to be able to live and breathe. He has
you
a
know
newborn.
What?
Well, I mean,
I can count how many times on one hand that me and my daughter have been to a place that we shouldn't have been. And the only reason that I was
right. For all practical purposes, you're right. And I mean, me too. And if I know the environment that I'm going to be in ain't no place for a child, then no, that child won't go.
Okay.
I mean,
if a father do put his kid in, if you're a father and you take your kid someplace your kid shouldn't be, you're a fucked up father any goddamn way for putting your own child in.
Exactly.
Bed, dumb motherfucker.
But now here's my thing. and you know this to be true, dog. If it's more than three of us in a car, I'm not even putting my kid in the car with us.
Hell no.
Just for the simple fact, if it's three of us in the car, no, my kid not getting in the car. Just for the simple fact is, I might be scared that the police gonna pull us over. I don't want no situations happening with my daughter. That's just like a situation that happened. Hell, I had to go to court for the shit because I was driving down the street. I seen my daughter. I seen outside. I pulled over. She said, "Daddy, I want to go to the candy store." I had two other people with me. We had open liquor in the car, and I'm like, "Nah, I'm not. You can't get in here. No, here's the money." I gave her brother $5 to take her. Hey, take her down there to the store. Store wasn't nothing but three houses down, but her mama went crazy. Why you couldn't drive her down now? Why would I put her in a car with me and some liquor?
Did you explain
I'm drinking.
That to her?
I couldn't because the first thing she did is said she want to run her mouth. The motherfucker don't. A lot of times women don't like to hear the facts. They just want to hear what they want to hear. You know,
well,
and had she listened, it took the judge to fucking tell her, look, as much as I don't condone drinking and driving, I gotta give him credit that the simple fact he wouldn't put his child in that car because he had open containers in the car. He had people in the car. Me personally, I don't trust. It ain't too many people in the world I trust. I can count on one hand all the motherfuckers I trust. One of them, and I use all fucking fingers. One of them on the phone with us right now. I mean,
two of them was on the phone with you right now. Dang, that just hurt my feelings.
Shut up. Like I was saying. I mean, as far as men, let me put it like that. As far as men go, I'm not finna sit here and just be like, okay, you know, put this motherfucker. I mean, I'm not saying I've been around. I don't think I've been around no motherfucker that will fuck with a kid. But shit, you just never know. So no, if Father Time sitting in the back seat, no, I'm not finna look. I ain't gotta look in the rearview mirror, cause I trust him. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sitting in the car, and I'm not saying the motherfuckers that I was with was no raunchy-ass motherfuckers, but I don't put all that trust in everybody. So, no, I'm not finna put my kid in the car with me. Shit, I had to go to court because the bitch tried to run me over. It just got bad.
Man, I'm about to start crying. I'm emotional right now.
It's gonna be okay, Father Time.
Fuck you emotional about?
I didn't know you trust me like that, man.
They say I like you. I just say I trust you. Fuck.
Ain't that beautiful?
Shit, everybody
man,
needs
you
that
dog,
name,
man.
You do,
I mean,
man.
Really, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So a lot of cases, a lot of things should be looked at like, okay, well, you don't want to take up. I mean, me personally, I don't know what your man do. I don't know what he do. I don't know how he do it. But some cases, and I'm not just pointing at you. Matter of fact, I'm not even saying you. I'm just saying in some cases, a lot of times before a person say, well, he being this, that, look at the situation. I mean, because think about it. He put your kid in a fucked up situation, then what you going to say? Then he going to look at you and say, well, you the one told me to take her.
No, I...
The first thing going to come out of his mouth.
Right. I mean,
I thought you said that he wanted to take her.
What if he put himself in a situation where, fuck it, I'm tired of hearing that motherfucker mouth talking about I don't take the baby. You know what? He take her. Situation happened. I mean, you gotta constantly think. I mean, I don't know too many women that'd be like, well, fuck it, I don't give a fuck where you go, take your baby with you.
Right.
I feel like if a man put his woman and put his child in a bad situation, he's gonna feel, and something happens, he's gonna feel, you're gonna be angry, but he's gonna feel like a piece of shit longer and harder than you gonna feel because he's the one that had her in his care.
You know what? You got some people that can you got some people that really know how to pass the buck. And I ain't being funny. You got some motherfuckers that really can place blame every place but they self.
Well,
you got motherfuckers that can sit there all day and say and give you 100,000 reasons why this was your fault. I mean, bottom line is everybody and men, like me and Father Time, you just, I mean, you got to look at the motherfuckers you having kids by.
That's true. Cause I know I had mine with the wrong motherfucker, but it's too goddamn late now.
Like I can say,
I know
honestly, my daughter's father is young. So if he put her in a bad situation, it's partly my fault because I shouldn't have had a baby by a child. But he's old enough to know wrong from right from wrong still.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Actually, let me ask all the ladies a question. Okay, y'all kicking it. Okay, we just saying now. I'm just talking now. But you're kicking it with your baby daddy. I don't know if y'all, you know, got those kind of relationships. But anyway, for the sake of argument, you kicking with your baby daddy. Y'all smoking, y'all drinking. He say, I'm about to go to the store. And baby say, Daddy, I want to go to the store with you. Now, you know he fucked up. You still let him take the kid?
If he ain't walking. No.
No, I'm saying he driving. He about to
no.
get the car. And he about to go and run to the store.
No.
All right,
okay,
so
let me ask another question.
Let me finish my point. Why would his baby mama get mad at him when he fucked up? And he didn't put the baby in the car. Why would she get mad? Most women would not let that man drive away with the kid fucked up. So why would she get mad at him because he didn't? That shit don't make no sense to me. That's a vindictive, bitter-ass woman. Sorry.
All right, so check this out. You, both of y'all go out. You and the old lady go out. You drop the kid off at your mama's house. Your mama told you you gotta come get to the baby before y'all take y'all ass home. Both of y'all drinking, smoking, fucked up. Y'all pick the baby up. Do y'all stay at y'all mama's house because y'all fucked up, or y'all pick the baby up and just go home?
See, my mama just gonna be mad.
I call and tell her I'll come get her in the morning when I sober up.
She don't want to hear that shit. She gotta go to work at 2:00 in the morning.
Okay, then I guess you don't mind us laying in your house tonight, then.
Well, she don't want you.
But you know what? Everybody don't think like that. Everybody don't think like that. Most motherfuckers will go still pick the kid up.
That's crazy, man.
Fucked up or not, and that's how my niece died by a drunk driver. So I don't drink and drive for nobody, not even my own child. But I know a lot of motherfuckers that do. I done rode my boy up here. He stay fucked up and get behind the wheel every time. Most people do that shit. They don't, you know, when you fucked up, you don't think rationally. You just don't. I sound like that lady on that commercial. Y'all ever seen that commercial with the where they talking about losing weight? And the lady was like, my husband looked at me and said, look at you.
I've seen that commercial.
That's
shit funny.
No, I just seen
it
a few minutes ago.
It's one of those
commercials. Y'all. DVR, goddammit.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Well, DVR,
goddammit.
That's
insane. All right, but look. All right, we're going to change the subject, y'all, because I got a situation for y'all. Me and my man was talking about this earlier, so I already know what his point of view is. But let me get y'all's. All right, we have couples night where we all get together with other couples. We play board games and so forth. Anyway, there's a couple here. They've been together for a little over a year. In the beginning, you know, he was working everything. It's all good and all dandy. But now the last 4 months, he ain't working. So now, you know, she's complaining that, you know, everything is falling on her. You know what I mean? So now she didn't ask this motherfucker to leave and then hooked up with another motherfucker. Now, so my question is to the ladies, where's
the support? Wait a minute. Hold on. How long they been together?
A little over a year. I said it. A little over a year.
Okay, I'm just making sure everybody heard a little over a year.
I didn't get it. I didn't even hear it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But my question is to the ladies. Where's the support? You know what I'm saying? Both of y'all were working in the beginning. Everything is going good. Man loses his job for whatever reason. He has no income coming in. Now you're ready to turn your back.
A woman is supposed
to
be a man.
You're asking to leave out.
God.
Well, where's the support?
Evidently, she ain't love him in the first place then. That's the case.
Uh-huh. I guess it took more than a year for him to realize that, huh?
No.
When everything is going good, you're not gonna see the negative. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Say it again, sister. You only see true love when you're doing bad. That's when you see who really loves. When you're doing bad and you down and out and whoever is there for you, that's the person who truly loves you, not the people. The people that's there when you get the money and everything, all that stuff is superficial.
That's that first year shit. Just like
yeah,
I said that last
still
time.
Be with him? Why do you still want to be
He's
with
a
him?
Jackass.
That's my question. I don't understand that shit. Why the fuck you still want to be with a motherfucker that kicks you to the curb when shit go bad?
She sucked his dick from the back. He ain't never had that done before.
and you said he still wanted to be with her?
He still do today.
Oh.
Right
there's
now.
Other things he's, about he's her
feeling,
that he loves.
That's what I said. His feelings are more stronger than hers.
She sucked that dick from the back. He tried to see what that be like. He never had that before.
Man,
it happened.
Fuck that. Where the fuck is support?
Okay,
that,
you explain
man.
It then. You explain why the fuck this nigga get kicked out. Had and she had another motherfucker, kicked him out, got another motherfucker ASAP, and he's still trying to be with her.
He's still trying to be with her.
Okay, explain it to me.
I don't know why the motherfuckers still want to be there.
She might have been
voodoo.
The fuck on. Get the fuck on out of Dodge, man. I mean, you can't
she
come stay here, but you know, leave. She might know voodoo.
Yeah, she might have did voodoo on him. She might have made him a cake and put some voodoo in it.
Nah, it ain't that cake she put on his ass. It wasn't the cake she put on him. Oh, it was something he ate.
I mean, my point is, let's support that.
It was 78, all right, but it wasn't the cake. It wasn't the cake, anime.
Now, wait. Where is the support?
There is one, dog. He didn't even know her long enough to see if it would be some. He didn't wait long enough to see, all right, if times get bad, what type of bitch she going to be. She going to be that down-ass chick or that runaway bitch. He didn't wait. See, like she said, when shit good, oh, yeah, oh, this my boo, this my baby. Soon as shit turns sour, I got to get the fuck away from him.
He didn't wait until it happened.
We don't know how a motherfucker gonna react to some shit till some shit happen.
Exactly.
Well, like I said, for that first year, put your heart in the mailbox when you leave.
You just don't know, man.
Motherfucker, you the only hopeless romantic on here, dog. Hey, I mean, look here.
Shit.
I understand the way of the world, and you need to start understanding that too. And your boy damn sure needs to understand it. Motherfuckers ain't, I mean, you keep saying, get the fuck out of here. Your boy is the perfect example. Shit was good when he was working. Soon as shit got bad, the first time shit turned sour, she booked up on his ass. Get a chance to get to know somebody first.
Well, how the fuck is he supposed to know her, dog? See, this is what I understand about you. How is he supposed to know how to react when he don't know?
Motherfucker, you don't put all your eggs in a basket. Nigga, you on the honeymoon stage. Shit's sweet. You motherfuckers ain't you getting to know. A year? Come on, dog. All you seeing is the good. You not seeing the bad. Ain't nobody trying to show you the bad within the first 6 months to a year. Motherfucker want to show
she
you.
Ain't even
that they
the question is when the bad happens, how is he supposed to know how she's gonna react? He don't know until shit happens.
And I understand that. What I'm saying is, motherfucker, feel the situation out. Nigga, put your heart in the mailbox before you walk out the fucking door. Was they living together?
They was living together.
Was they living together?
Yes.
Was they living together?
I just said yes, motherfucker. Yes,
okay,
yes,
that
yes.
Motherfucker, that was and strike one. Don't move in. Now you're getting the fuck back out. Who gave up their crib, him or her?
Well, he wasn't working, so I'm sure he left.
Exactly.
Well, see, that's fucked up, though, because if I come to the crib
and I tell you I got laid off and your ass pack your shit and you get the fuck out, what if I get fucked and called back to work tomorrow?
I mean, how long did she wait before he go a whole month without working? I mean, do you know if he might have, took that situation as, okay, I got fired or I got laid off, so now this whole month I'm sitting around on my ass, and she felt like he wasn't looking for a job or trying to get himself.
Yeah, he might have been tired.
How long? You don't know. He might have been working the past 20 years. Hell, he probably needed a month to sit down. Shit, motherfucker's body's getting weary. Just because we're not 65, that don't mean we don't get weary.
But that's what she said. I'll
tell you what, when I got out the army, I sat on my ass for 6 months.
I know your mama couldn't wait for your ass to get out.
Who?
That was a joke.
Who you talking to me?
I mean, if you ain't working 6 months, I'm pretty sure you back at home.
I have my own shit. I moved out of my old man.
Don't worry about how I paid my bills. They got paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Don't worry about how the big bills got paid. They got paid.
Big baller, John Collins. But now, we're back to what she said. That's what she said. She said, well, I don't think he's looking. That was her excuse. I don't think. And then, to top it off,
well, why she didn't say, babe, well, you know, you need to come on and get on up and start looking. Why the fuck the first thing you do is go get another motherfucking nigga?
How do you know they didn't have that conversation, though?
Because we said it in
public. Trust me, it was a shock to him. Dude was in total awe when he came on and his shit was packed. Hey, what's going on here?
The locks was changing,
that
shit was on the
curve. I ain't going to say all that. He was... I mean, you know, he was looked like he lost his best friend. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's
exactly. He was in total awe. It's shit over.
Listen, it's a motherfucker when you in a room and a motherfucker talking about you like you ain't in the room, and then you sitting there looking like, where the fuck all this shit come from? Because that's how he was looking like. The fuck is she talking about? Where the fuck all this shit come from? You know what I'm saying? So I could tell there's a conversation that they ain't had, but it's a conversation that she wanted to have, but she didn't want to have it with him, but she wanted him to hear it. You know what I mean? That slick shit.
She's telling us that secondhand, that's what it is. Just like
women
call niggas dog-ass niggas, she a dog-ass bitch.
I concur.
Yeah, I'm kind of hostile tonight.
I see.
Fuck up.
But I just think that's bogus.
Harsh on my ass. If you gonna leave a nigga out on the street, fucking, he ain't got no job, you ain't talk to this motherfucker about his fucking future or where the fuck y'all going or what the fuck he doing, then his ass need to go with a smile on his face because you don't give a fuck about him in the first place. If you just leave his ass when his ass gets fucking fired or laid off, you don't even know his situation.
But he still
wants
to be
laid off, or if he got fired, if he still wants to be there,
you got an ignorant motherfucker for a friend. I done told you. He dumb some bitch.
Nobody knows the whole story except for those
two. Yeah.
But if he was laid off, well, he should have got a hundred.
Judging by the little facts we got, he's a dumb son bitch.
Well, I ain't gonna say all
bitch.
That, man. I ain't gonna say all
which,
that. I mean,
okay,
you know,
okay, now, all right, Father Time. Okay, Father Time, what do you want to call it? What do you want to say about him?
Naive.
I just think that the motherfucker in love, man. And, you know, loving eyes is the last to see.
Yeah,
when a motherfucker in love, you can't tell
the
truth.
You're blind to a lot of shit when you're in love.
You don't see none of the wrong shit. You don't see none of the wrong shit.
Sure,
you don't.
You're in the club.
Any motherfucker that say they do when they in love is a fucking lie. Because you
right.
don't see none of that bullshit.
He, he was in the clouds, and he's still in the clouds.
Because he ain't fucking
well,
love.
He for the crash like a 747.
And I hope that when he do crash, if you his friend, you gonna be there for him to come cry to your on your shoulder, because that's what he gonna do. He gonna need somebody to cry to and talk to, because he's
cool.
in love. He's in love for real.
Well, we ain't that motherfucking cool now. I mean, he just come over
and
work
down here. I don't want to hear his whimpering ass.
No, I'm just saying, man.
Y'all is crazy for real.
Motherfucker,
he just needs some motivation, that's
that
all. Give him my number,
high school. Take that motherfucker to the strip club, let him get some pussy, call it a day.
Well, I don't know. I just think it was. I think she was the bogus one. I'm sorry. I think
she
was.
Is.
Nobody
is bogus as hell.
Nobody said that she wasn't wrong, not right.
It's... I see where Cass coming from. Why, from him being so naive to be with a chick that don't give a fuck about him. I see what Cass is talking about, and I agree with that.
But how do you know she don't give a fuck about you until something happened? Up until then, you think she the one?
True.
This is my whole
but
point.
Apparently she
put
is.
Your
I mean,
damn heart in the mailbox.
What?
Like I said, I don't know what that shit means.
You got to
let me tell you what it means. That means don't sit there and put all your heart and soul into
when
some
I
shit
say that's
until
how
you
I
can
feel.
Find out the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's what the fuck that means. If you sitting there talking about, oh, she loved me. Look at her. She loved me. Yeah, daddy, I love you. Soon as you lose your fucking job, this bitch cut out. Wrong fucking
okay,
ass.
But this is what I don't understand. You say I'm cold-hearted than a motherfucker because I feel that same way.
You know what? I don't ask nobody for shit. You like if a motherfucker don't bring shit to the table. It's a difference. I ain't asking nobody for nothing. I mean, my whole thing is this. He shouldn't have moved in with her. I mean, he moved in with her. Shit. I mean, shit, move in when she get when you got laid off. See what the fuck she do then.
And she bought a...
she wouldn't let his ass through that fucking door.
Just by...
That's what
would have
happened.
Just by being on the show with you, brother, if we was in that situation and I lost my job, I'd take my own shit and leave.
See, I'm not even that type of person. I'm not even that type of person. If I'm in a situation...
And see, I didn't even say that.
Just based off the conversation, though.
Well, you shouldn't judge people by conversations, because if I was in a situation with a man and he lost his job, then I'm going to help him try to find one.
So
I'm going to get on the
internet supporting him, though.
And fill out an application.
But you ain't supporting him. I'll find you a job, but I damn sure ain't going to support you.
I'm supporting you until I'm supporting you because you ain't got no job. Of course, you're getting fed. You living under my roof, and I'm paying all the bills. You are being supported. And I'm not dogging you because you ain't got no job, because it's hard for a black man.
What about that extra money he going to need?
He don't need no extra money. He got food, shelter, clean clothes. What
I mean, he might
want to
go out with his friends.
To let them pay
you
to go out then.
You said what?
You heard me.
You said let them pay for you to go out.
Hey,
brother,
okay. I ain't going to
say shit.
I ain't want to make it seem like I was judging a book by a cover, but that's just a conversation that we had. And from how you perceived on the show, that's how I would take that.
Mm.
That's why I said that.
Well, it is what it is.
Well, hey, I agree with you, Carson.
Get my own.
Hey, some women like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Some women refuse to support a man in any kind of way if he ain't doing nothing for himself. You know what I'm saying? And that goes same for some men.
I mean, my grandmama taught me if a man don't work, he don't eat.
Cool. Yeah, but a real husband don't get fed anywhere to go.
Right, and if he can't eat shit, he ain't have enough energy to go look for a job.
Fuck that.
Man, gotta eat.
You know what? No, you ain't gotta eat. But guaranteed, if I lose my job, my daughter gonna get fed, and I'm gonna get fed by any means necessary. Goddamn it!
Hey, I'm a big dude, man. I'm not missing too many meals, bro.
Well, shit, you've been in the military hell. It's been 3 days where you ain't ate before. That shit, that you don't lose that shit. That shit don't go away.
That motherfucker. That motherfucker ain't missed no meals even in the military. He came back big.
Say that shit, nigga, that got in trouble for having a Twinkie. You hit the Twinkies in that NBC bag, didn't you?
That motherfucker did not miss a meal. I ain't missing no meals. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if my woman don't cook for me, shit, she ain't eating either. Ain't nobody eating in this motherfucker. We all going to be home.
I concur. Everything you think you finna cook, talking about, well, I made enough for me. Oh, shit, you ain't make enough for nobody. That shit in the garbage.
Yeah, right. Yeah, nope. Fuck that. Man of the house got to eat first. You know what I'm saying? I got to get the big piece of chicken.
Straight up. Now, do the women believe in that?
Yeah.
I would hope so. Because if I was y'all, man, we all be skinny in that motherfucker if I don't eat first.
I mean, I'm just asking the question. You know what? I'm going to let you ask the question. Do women believe in that? Do women believe that, all right, well, the man got to eat? Man eat first?
I mean, honestly, that's the first plate I fix when I'm fixing plates.
There you go.
Okay. I mean, I'm just asking the question.
But I heard Janina Liquor Store respond.
Yeah, well, you already know my take on it. I cook. And when I cook, we all eat. I mean, shit, I cook. It ain't never going to be a day where who was plate? I'm going to fix my kids' plate.
Who gets the big piece of chicken? That's what we ask. Who gets the big piece of chicken?
Always the man. Always. He gets a big piece of chicken, he gets a big burger, he gets a big whatever it is.
I mean, when you
make... Okay, what if he ain't working, do you still get the big piece of chicken?
Yes, he does.
If he ain't working, he still get the big piece of chicken, right?
Yes, he does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Right. My food
I'm just asking,
dog.
I'm asking. I don't know. I'm asking. I don't want to jump to no conclusions. I'm asking questions.
If I ain't working, I took my EBT card and went to the grocery store. Goddamn right, I'm getting the biggest piece of everything. I don't give a fuck what it is. I want the biggest piece of cornbread. My stamps bought that shit. Damn right, I'm
with stamps, dog.
My stamps bought that shit.
Us less fortunate people that can't get them stamps, we going to do it.
Right.
Now, I'm like this. If I could... and I got kids to feed, I'm going to make sure that what I cook is going to be enough for every last one of them. So I might not make their plate first, but I know the portion that they get is going to fill them up.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Of course
we know that. I mean, of course you ain't going to make no just enough for you and him or just him. That goes without saying, don't it?
No, I know
let me ask you a question.
That, you know.
I'm a style with liquor store because you mentioned this earlier.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
You got a man and you got two kids. You cooking. Mm-hmm. Who you say you fix your plate first? Who get their plate first?
My kids.
Your kids, okay.
Yeah.
Janine, same scenario. Whose plate you fix first?
My man.
Butter, Same scenario. Whose plate you fix first?
If I'm trying to get the kids to go to sleep early so we can do something theirs, but if not, then his.
Okay. Big Stone, you've been outvoted.
I don't give a
damn.
Kids don't eat.
I want my plate first.
They gonna be full regardless.
Better have my plate. I bet
not
walking that talking about. Hey, I walk in the house. I'm looking in. Hey, everybody eating. My plate better be in the microwave.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
well,
really,
hold on.
If I make your plate, if I make your plate,
hold
first,
on, Em. What's the problem here?
I said I can live with that. Your plate is okay. I can live with that, but you're not there. So okay, your plate was fixed. It don't matter to you what order I fixed it in. But yeah, your food is
yes,
there.
It does. It does matter. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. I'm gonna let everybody in on a little secret. My father didn't tell me a lot of things, but he did tell me this. He said, if you in the house with your woman, and there's people over, and everybody's getting ready to eat, he said, if she give you your plate first, she's a keeper. She's a keeper.
I can dig that. If we go somewhere,
I want to ask Cass this question. Do you remember that time I made dinner for everybody? Everybody was over, and my dude came in the house, and everybody was sitting around eating.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you remember his face?
Yeah, he's mad because his plate wasn't in the motherfucking microwave. That was the whole issue. His plate wasn't in the microwave.
But
he sitting there, six
I
motherfuckers.
Might not have made
he's
it
sitting
up,
there,
though.
It's six motherfuckers in the house eating, and he look up and he like, where his plate?
I can't say I didn't make the plate up, but I did know. I did know when I made everybody else's plate. This piece of meat is for him. This is for him. This is for him. And I'm gonna make sure that it's gonna still be there. So when he do come,
okay.
Can,
but no, look at it from his point of view. He walk in the door. It's two men amongst women sitting in his house. Everybody sitting there smacking like a motherfucker. And he looking around like, where the fuck my plate at? Oh, I'm finna make yours. No, mine's supposed to be made. Okay, let me ask y'all this. Now, I'm going to ask the fellas. Fellas, let's just say I come over to the crib, right? You know, let's just say that we all cool like that. So me and my friend or whoever come over to your crib, you know, your girl fix your plate, but then my girl come in and fix my plate. She, you know, but my plate bigger than yours. You got a problem with that?
Is it my house?
Yeah, we in your house. But my plate bigger than yours.
I wish you would get a plate bigger than mine. We got a motherfucking problem. I got a problem with all y'all motherfuckers eating before I got there.
We all together. But you know, let's say the women are upstairs. The women are fixing the plates. Now we in your house. You know what I'm saying? We in your house. Mother Nature fix your plate. Let's just say, okay. You say what? I don't know what the hell that is, but
that's way low.
Now let's just say, all right, Mother Nature fix your plate, right?
Right.
You following me, dog?
I already know the answer to your question.
Yeah. Now Mother Nature fix your plate. She see the, you know, and let's just say, for instance, Janine sees the size of the plate that Mother Nature fixed for you, but she goes in and she fixes an even bigger plate for me. Now me and you sitting downstairs, whatever. They bring the plates down. And, well, Mother Nature brings your plate down first. Then Janine brings my plate down. And my plate is twice as big as yours.
Well,
you
if we
your
know
dog,
woman,
you got the
if
wrong
we
plate.
Woman, we should know how much y'all eat.
I don't care. If you in my house, you got my plate, dog. You the wrong plate.
And she might.
Right. You, there's no way. I don't give a fuck how much I eat or how less I eat. Ain't no motherfucking man in that house plate supposed to be bigger than mine.
Now, and she obviously, I see her as being wrong, as going and I'm the one to cook the food, and she going and making her man's plate bigger than if she should.
I don't give a damn if you
house.
if she cooked the food. We in my house. No plate's bigger than mine.
This is what I'm saying. If she come up in our house, say it's me in your house, and my friend come up in my house and make a bigger plate for her man than I made for you, then that's disrespectful because she should have looked at your plate and saw that his plate shouldn't have been bigger than yours. And if he hungry,
you
goddamn
right.
Plate,
I don't give a fuck how much he eats. Now,
if he's hungry after that plate, then she need to make sure that you got your second plate or you full before he. She can take him home and feed him again. But that's
you goddamn right. Now we on the same page.
Well, I tell you what, I wish your mother.
That shit don't faze me. That's some petty shit for me. That shit don't bother me.
Now, that's
I don't get
what
you call
it
petty all you want. One motherfucker,
way
no, don't come in my house, you gonna get no bigger plate than mine.
That's disrespectful to
like
go to somebody else's house and overload
yeah.
their plate.
That's a big ass argument. How the fuck you gonna let her fix him a plate bigger than mine? And I paid for the gas in this motherfucker. No fucking way.
You ain't got to pay for nothing. I still ain't going to allow some other person to come in the house and make a bigger plate unless they 9 months pregnant. They plate should never look
about that.
Bigger.
Ain't
than
you
know,
9 months pregnant.
Plate.
Did I
you got the wrong. If Janine was your woman, I'd be like, hey, man, your woman grabbed the wrong plate, dog. That's my plate. You got the wrong motherfucking plate.
Whatever.
You go,
even
you this one,
even
back.
Even though there's enough food in the kitchen to feed 30 more motherfuckers,
I don't care,
but guess
man.
What? When it's
I
all
don't care.
Said and done,
I don't
all
care.
Said and done, if it's my house, you ain't making no place nowhere. I'm gonna make everybody they play. You tell me what you want and what you don't want.
I don't care, dog.
I'm just
established. I guess I'm different.
That's just like
if I feed people in my career. If I feed people at my crib, I'm going to fix my shit, my daughter's shit, and whoever with me, they shit, vice versa, and then everybody else going to fix their own shit. I ain't fixing everybody no goddamn plate, shit.
I feel you, dog. I mean, you can call me petty. You can call me what you want. Don't have nobody else plate bigger than mine. You goddamn right.
Well,
I'm going to harp about it. Wait, what the fuck is this?
If you come to my house, I'm not fixing no. That's my rule. I'm not on fixing no other man's plate. Period. I ain't fixing nobody's plate but my children's, my man's, and my own. I'm not fixing another man's plate. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I'll fix his plate.
I'm sitting there and I'll be like, baby, hey, baby,
right
don't fix his plate.
His girl can stand right next to me and tell me what he don't like and what he do like, but I don't mind
that's
fixing
right.
plates.
I don't want my boy in the kitchen fixing his own goddamn plate.
Well, nah.
He definitely won't have a big kitchen than me.
Okay, well, his girl can fix it, but I'm not going to fix no another man's plate, especially if my man is there. Hell no, that's disrespectful.
I'm not
going
to hand it to you. Your plate right there on the counter.
But you know what, though? When it comes to stuff like that, most women, they don't like another woman in their motherfucking kitchen in the first place.
Thank you.
Especially fixing plates and shit. Most women don't like that kind of shit.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know why.
If you and Mother Nature come over my house, if it's the first time, okay, I'm going to give you that first time benefit of the doubt. But, okay, say, for instance, you're a regular guest in my house. Well, then that guestship wears off after you done been here 3 times. And I'm not fixing your plate. Your woman can fix your plate. I mean, if I prepared the meal for everyone, and I mean, you know, how I look at it is, okay, come one, come all, you know what I'm saying? If I can't do shit else for you, I'm going to feed you. Okay, so, but I'm not fixing your plate.
I can see if I made a dining room table and all of the food sitting on the dining room table, then you can fix this plate. But if you got to go into my kitchen, no, I'll fix your plate and set it on top of the counter, and you can come get it.
I'm going to tell y'all a little secret. I invited my mom over. And, you know, my mom thought she had, you know, free reign. Shit. Mother Nature canceled that shit. Oh, no, you don't. I got it.
Come sit back down.
My mom was like, who's she talking to? Mom, she talking to you. This is her house. She can do that.
Yeah, I can see that one.
It's motherfucker.
I can see that or not. What the fuck you mean I can't fix my own plate?
Well, she was hot. But, you know, she's one of those women, you know, she don't like nobody in her kitchen. I can't go in that motherfucker unless I wash my hands. Can't even touch the refrigerator. But, you know, you have to respect that shit. Most women are like that.
I feel you. And I mean, now, I'm going to tell you. Now,
help yourself.
Look, so me and you have to have a problem because I tell him, tell his girl, no, you got to go on in there, fix the plates. I don't even want everybody in my kitchen.
Okay, well, if you don't feel disrespected by it, okay, then I guess then I won't feel disrespected by it. But, I mean, shit, I got a problem with that. I don't want to fix another man's plate. I'm not that man's woman. That's for his woman to do.
Yeah, but they guest in our house. If they guest in our house, right. I don't want them in my kitchen like that.
Okay, I mean, like I said, if you don't have a problem with it, then I don't have a problem with it. I mean, if that's what we've come to that conclusion and that's what it is and under our roof, then okay, so be it.
Well, I tell you, up in here, when we watching the game, baby, grab some beers. God damn it, you don't want to buy in the kitchen, bring us some goddamn beers. Game on. You know what I'm saying? You don't know about in the kitchen?
You ain't got to worry about that. I got a cooler because I want to watch the game, too. So we already got a cooler right here in the living room. Anybody got to go nowhere.
That's what I'm talking about.
I want the cooler.
Yeah, I was just about to say, man, I'm cool in the living room. Hell, them beers ain't going to last long enough to get cold no way.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch the game, too.
You're right. You don't want to buy your kitchen shit. Go in there and grab me a beer. I don't want this one. Give me the other one. Don't want us all the way in the back.
Got a little bit more chill on it.
Right. One in the freezer. That shit crazy. But, you know, hey, I just think, you know, if you're a guest, you know what I mean? And, you know, you said something. You said, like, three times you ain't a guest no more. How many, does everybody agree with that? I mean, how many times does it take me to come over to your house when I'm not a guest? You don't treat me as a guest anymore.
I don't have a lot of weird motherfuckers at my crib in the first place. So
Right.
So that's my thing. I mean,
if you're a weird motherfucker, then yeah, I'm going to fix your plate. But if you ain't a weird motherfucker, you better tear your ass in the kitchen and fix your own shit.
Yeah.
Okay, but now, wait, though, that's different. That's us being men. And hell, I ain't fixing your plate.
No, I'm talking about fucking Thanksgiving, Christmas, all that other shit, too.
I'm saying, but that's us as men.
I have a best friend who I've been best friends with for, like, forever, ever, and I still never go in her house, just go into her kitchen. She'd have to tell me.
I mean, you have to have a mutual respect with them. If I've made you aware, okay, well, baby, you're not a guest no more. You can go on here and there, you fix your own drink. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask that you make sure your hands are clean before you just go gallivanting around my kitchen. Don't go looking in cabinets. You ain't got no business looking in. You know, if all the shit is right there for you, then just go. You know, I put the plates out, and I put the silverware out, and I put the cups out.
That's why I just, you know, that, I mean, that's just like me and Father Time. I mean, shit, it ain't nothing that I trust him with my life, so. But, no, motherfucker, get your ass out of my kitchen. Get your ass out of my kitchen. No, I mean, yeah, you go in there and get your bed one out. Shit, we cool with that, but as far as you just like, you going to sit your ass down. You get a plate come to you.
I don't care whether or not she tell me every time I come over it's okay to go in the kitchen. She got to tell me that every time I come over. I'm still going to come over there each time and ask, can I have this or do you have this or, you know. I'm not going to just get up and go. I don't care how many times. I don't.
It might be one of them days that the mood ain't right. And he walking in the kitchen. Can you tell your friend get the fuck out the kitchen? See, he thinking it's cool because this is what he used to. But now it's one of them days where a motherfucker ain't seeing eye to eye and he just walked through the house. Well, you know, it gets to that point where every little thing can irritate motherfuckers and you. Can you tell him to get the fuck out of my kitchen? Now, hey, man, you can't be walking in the kitchen. But damn, man, I've been walking in the kitchen for 2 years now. Well, today you can't walk in the kitchen.
Fuck your kitchen. That's what I
want to
say. Fuck your kitchen. Fuck your kitchen,
man. Like I said, I mean, I just call me a male pig, a chauvinist, whatever you want to call it, but hey. Look, so you're going to have to get your ass in there fixed the plates.
Yeah, okay. Well, like I said, that's how it is under our roof, and that's how it is under our roof.
What do you say? Without the attitude.
I can accept
it. You can leave that attitude in the bathroom with that shit you just took.
Right. Now go on back in the room until I call you back out.
Some men don't look at it that way. Like, shit, baby, why are you fixing the nigga plate? What is this all about? You know, some men look at it like that. I look at it like that. Shit.
I don't look at
if
it like
I don't,
that.
I didn't lay down with you. I'm not going to wake up with you. I'm not fixing your plate.
No, if you at my house and you my woman, I would expect you to fix everybody's plate. I just would. I don't want nobody else fucking around in the kitchen but my woman.
Well, all right.
You have no, you know what I'm saying? Like if Cass and Waylo came over to the crib, that motherfucker ain't got no reason to be in my motherfucking kitchen. What you in my kitchen for? Anything you need, my woman and she'll bring it to you. All you got to do is ask. You know what I'm saying?
Now I wouldn't make you go get the bill like that. I wouldn't make you go get. Hey, y'all go get your own bill. But
no,
nah,
exactly,
not that I'm saying we gonna have it in the cooler or something anyway. But
if
nah,
had,
you ain't gonna be in there making sandwiches and shit.
Come on, man.
Now, see, that's a different story.
Let's say I had my own apartment. And y'all used to come over all the time. You know what I'm saying? Come over, kick it. Yeah, free reign, everything. And then my woman move in. And then shit change. You know what I'm saying? How does that make y'all feel? I mean, we boys. Y'all sleeping over, going to the kitchen, everything.
First off, I don't think a grown man should sleep over at another grown man's house. Have sleepovers and shit.
Like you ain't never spent night over your motherfucking boy crib one night, motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here.
Nah, unless I done passed out drunk on the floor or something.
Well, you still sleeping there. Whenever you finish.
Not willing.
Like,
not
go
willingly.
Home every single night. You don't got nobody crashing at your crib every once in a while. Get the fuck out of here. But anyway, how would y'all feel, though, as my boys? Is it like, damn, dog, you're a woman moving and just changing everything? No, dog, what's up?
I don't think you can ask me that question because I know you. I already know once your woman comes, everything gonna change. So we ain't coming to your house no more. So once you say, "Hey, dog, she moving in tomorrow," oh well, gang's not gonna be washed over here no more.
I'm still come to watch.
Actually, that changes a lot of shit too because you ain't gonna want to go over there as much.
You know, you really ain't going to want to go over that with him. For real. He gets, I don't know what the fuck goes on in his mind. He just turned to a whole different person.
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass, very faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
All right, now.
You know, it's funny.
I don't like that, man.
You got a girlfriend. Every time you got a girlfriend, that's what we said about you.
Wow.
What'd you say?
I mean, you unbearable when you get a girlfriend, man.
Oh,
you ain't you unbearable to live with. Let's just put it like that. You a motherfucker.
Damn.
That just hurt your feelings. So,
maybe five. Huh?
That hurt his feelings.
Four, maybe five.
Next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, here.
Who, me?
I'm serious. Four, five. I was watching the game at school, but just, no, hell no, motherfucker already knows. Do not go to Father Time's house on the regular basis, on every day. If we went over there on an everyday basis when he was single, when he get a woman, no, don't go no more. Hey, what's up, man? Come on, we're going to pick you up. We're going to take you with us.
Shut the fuck up! Did I say no! Say again! Say something else! Say something else, nigga!
And that's just how he act, too. That's just how he act. I'm saying, everything he doing is how he really act. He got a girlfriend to beat up Wicked. He didn't even, and it was my house. He was living with me.
That was different. That was different. Why gotta bring that old shit up, man?
Guess who called me yesterday?
Bushwick Bill. That's what I was about to say.
Yes,
I'm the only person we all know together.
Yeah. He wanted to come see me. He said he might come
see me. Yeah, he was here. He was over there. As a matter of fact, he was in Gary this weekend.
Yes, he told me. He plans on coming to see me for Christmas.
Man, he lives in Chicago now.
Yeah.
Well, in Illinois.
Yeah.
He be fucking with my cousin. My cousin played the keyboard and got his little studio and that shit. He be fucking with him and shit. So.
Man, I would really like to go, man. Well, he was talking so goddamn much, you really couldn't get a motherfucking question in when he called the show. But, man, I really want to know. How much money did he see, and how much money did he blow?
I think he blew everything.
I mean, you gotta think about it, man. That was like one of the most popular groups of the 80s and mid-90s, at least to the mid-90s. Matter of fact, I even go as far as say it's the late 90s.
I just watched that video again the other day, whoever clipped.
I got a question for y'all real fast. Who believes that the world coming to an end Friday?
Oh, shit.
All right, here we go.
I'll tell you what. If it is coming to an end on Friday, I'm going to need to get some real good sex before then, please.
Where's the list to sign up at?
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Everybody got their flashlights and batteries?
I'm going out happy. Fuck that. Give me some dick and a plate, and I'll be all right. You know, I ain't calling it a wrap.
Let me behave. Also, I'm going to quit their job and sit on Thursday. Wake up on Friday, still.
The world coming to an end, so fuck you anyway, motherfucker. I just want to know if I can get my job back.
See, I had been drinking the night before, and I wasn't in my right of mind.
Motherfucker going to try to rob a bank. Fuck it, they catch me. And we're all in tomorrow anyway.
Hey,
you mean to tell me I got 30 motherfucking years?
You know that Chicago high-rise jail that they got down there?
No, I ain't never been there.
Well, they got I think it's like 20 floors or some shit, but motherfucking a million of goddamn rope went out the 15th floor window. And escape to them.
Fuck it, what you got to lose? Evidently, they must have more time. Motherfucker felt like, man, I'm going to tell you like this. Motherfucker, give me, at the age I am now, you give me anything over 5 years, I'm going to try to escape every goddamn time I try. I'll think about it. No, I'm not bored. They're going to be like this something, man. Keep him on 24-hour lockdown. Motherfucker, I don't give a damn.
Years. right. I got your 30 years.
I'm telling you, they're going to be like this, bitch. Once again, in today's news, inmates act. Hey, he gone every time. Hey, man, I'm telling you, they be so fucking mad at me. Hey, look, look, Cass, I'm going to tell you right now, do not, this some bitch running again. Shackles on my feet and everything. Don't put me in no infirmary. I'm telling you, every motherfucker, every chance I get, I'm trying to escape. What I got to lose? Well, tell me right now, you finna do 20. You got to do 20 years. Oh, see. Dog, I can't do no 20 years right now. I can't do it.
I ain't even your age and I can't do 20 years.
Is there a good time to do 20 years?
Huh?
Is there a good time to do 20 years?
I mean, if you're 20 years old, then at least if you get out, you're 40. I mean, you still got something to look forward to. 20 years from now? Hell no. I buy all type of prostate problems and shit like that and high blood pressure and shit, the stress alone gonna kill me.
Don't talk that all your life, boo-boo. Don't do it.
And 20 years without sex?
Don't talk that over your life. You're not gonna be sick.
Oh, no, I ain't going to jail.
That's the only thing I'd be thinking about, 20 years without having sex.
Ooh, that's a long time.
What you mean? That's a long time. That's, oh my God.
Shit.
Hey, a week is like an eternity, but shit.
A motherfucker can't even go 20 days, let alone 20 years.
Okay, 2 days.
Hey, motherfucker be cranky and irritable then. Hey, motherfucker. Hey, man, why don't you shut the fuck up talking to me?
I would like to see how long she can go. Like, really? How long can you go, really?
Oh, me?
Let's make a bet to see how long you can go without having sex.
That's the dumbest bet I ever heard this year.
Right. Shit. You might as well just ask her for the money.
Yeah.
You do better just say, well, then they ain't going to give you the money. Right. Shit. Don't let me have, because you telling her she got to go 2-3 weeks. That's just like just saying, well, Janine, don't you just let me get this $20?
If that's the quickest way for me to get some money, then okay.
Well, shit, don't bet me.
Mm-mm. I ain't going to bet you, Mr. Big Dick. Mm-mm. You have
to. I'm about ready to siphon gas out of motherfucker's car right about now. That old Tom and Jerry trick. Stick a hose in that. I'm already to siphon gas out of the car right now. Hey, man, I'll sit there pissed off that the motherfucker goddamn truck fucked up.
January, February, March, April, May, June. I'm going to go at least 6 months, maybe 7 months without having sex.
But shit, you pregnant.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
And even still, I don't see your motherfucker doing it.
Good luck with that.
I'm for real. I wish your motherfucker would tell me. Well, we're going to have to wait till after the baby. Pregnant. All right.
Women, when they pregnant,
you're going to be waiting. That's the best time. Right.
Hell angry. Yes, girl.
You know, I just feel weird having sex with somebody and it's not my baby's father.
Girl, please.
I bet you he ain't. He ain't at all.
I mean, he ain't got a baby sitting inside his stomach, though.
I'm just saying,
baby father? Are you with the baby father?
No.
Oh, well, then
you in trouble. Yeah, if anything, I'm going to tell you something. If anything, you'll be beating that nigga off with a stick because it stay hot and wet. So you're going to be beating him off with a stick.
This guy is like wanting to be with me so bad. But I honestly, and I don't know if I'm just overthinking the whole situation, but I'm thinking honestly that he just want to be with me because he knows that how good sex is with a pregnant woman, right? Cause it's,
they say it's
hot and wet, and she stay horny, so that's why he's so interested in wanting to be with me. But somebody else told me I was just overthinking.
You could go like 3 hours, and that shit don't dry up. It don't take a break.
It's beautiful.
And I'm already like, you know what I'm saying? I already can go 3 hours before being pregnant. So imagine it now, like, oh my goodness.
Well, good luck with that.
You turn around, he be trying to come up from the back. What's that? Yeah. Hey, what's that you put on that way low? My poker.
Say when we cuddle, I put my dick on her butt. This is like when I put my dick on their butt.
Wow.
Right. Okay, every time you wake up, you gonna be talking. I had the craziest dream. It felt like I was having sex in my dream. You did?
That wasn't no dream.
Hey, you turned over. Good night.
Yeah.
Be back in an hour.
So do you think I can't do it, though? You think I can't go the next few months, 7 months?
I ain't going to say what you can't do. I just said good
night. I don't know what you can't do, but.
I'm better than all of y'all. I'm just asking Cass.
I don't know. Some people don't have the desire when they're pregnant.
I have the desire. I just can't see myself having sex with somebody and it ain't my baby daddy.
I'll tell you what, I guess you're going the next seven, eight months then. Good luck.
I got
the plug on some batteries, so if you need some batteries.
Just better go get a bunch of batteries. Is that healthy?
Is that dangerous?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean,
if you're going to get you like a 10-foot dildo with a goddamn car battery attached to it, then yeah, that's dangerous, but.
Don't make me pee.
Go get your French tickler or some shit. You trying to get some shit that's going to poke the shit out of you. Damn. You going to get maybe a permanent dent in his head. She want to go to the store, get one of them 15-inch Mandingo specials.
You know, Mandingo warrior.
Hey, butter, you want me to ask my aunt for you?
Yeah.
Like, for real, I asked.
Let's tell Waylo to bring something out the box. Shit. I'm pretty sure you got some shit he ain't open yet.
Yeah, I got something I can accommodate.
Man.
Good luck to you.
If I would have that video of him eating a watermelon, I probably can get off to that every time I'm horny, but, you know, he never made it for me.
You got to talk to Father Time. That's Father Time's fault.
What's my fault?
Not being able to load videos to the site.
Since when?
At the time that I asked him to do the watermelon, it wasn't working.
Wait, the line.
Oh, you... I mean, everybody else video can get on there.
Personal videos?
You can upload anything on there, man.
No, you can't. I'll try a million times.
Well, then use a video file.
Go ahead and say it.
Use a different file.
Use a different file.
Yeah. Just convert it to a different file.
What, like
a
MOV
extension?
Or something like that?
There you go.
Yeah.
See, now I'm talking about sex and the thing moving. Wow.
How far along are you?
I'm 4 months.
Ooh. Yeah, you ain't gonna make
4 months, so you got 5 more months to go. Then you gotta wait the mother additional 2. Oh, yeah, you got a 7-month stretch.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I know, because I was fucking to the end.
It's okay to labor. It's all right. It's just a little labor. I'll be okay.
Hell no.
I see right now. I'm going to hit you till you start having contractions.
My friend said she was riding her dude while her water broke.
Now, oh, it makes it feel better. Oh, shoot, I got to wait that time after when shit. That's too damn long.
That would scare the fuck out of me.
Well, something else.
You ain't supposed to get this goddamn wet. Now, you ain't coming like this, bitch. Get your ass up.
He said, now, I know you ain't squirting because you would have knew you was squirting. I'm getting wet and you still riding like you don't even know what's going on. She looked down and her water was breaking.
Oh, wow.
Did he stop, though? That's the million-dollar question.
I bet you got a couple more humps in before he got grossed out.
He got grossed the fuck out.
Yeah. He's throwing up and fucking at the same time.
No, he ain't stopped since he started crowning. Oh, goddamn. I can't even push it in no more.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Say, we having a home delivery.
You be mad at me. This motherfucker, god damn, every time I turn around, can I have some more of what you gave me yesterday? Like, what's he?
Can you do what you did to me yesterday?
Right. Yeah, I ain't giving up.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm on my ninth month, and I know. I'm finna go say hi to the little guy. Hey.
You know they say the doctor says healthy shit. Yeah, they say it's healthy. You're gonna have a head full of hair by the time I finish. I just feel really weird. I mean, I will feel really weird. He will have a head full of motherfucking hair by the time I finish.
Mm-hmm. See a split image.
God damn it. That motherfucker that put so much up in me, he look just like his ass now. Fucked up or I ain't even my kid. His DNA that got all over this baby so damn much. His kids started to look just like him.
That's amazing though, because it has happened to people. You know, their kids come out looking just like somebody, and they not be the father. Is that because of this, them doing it like that?
No, that's because that motherfucker lied. I was the daddy all the time.
No, they didn't get DNA tests and everything. He ain't the father, but the baby looked just like him.
Yeah, from the waist down. The waist down is mine, and from the waist up is Waylo's.
Bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Hey, wait, no, it's a split decision.
I mean, they have twins that one of them is the other man's and the other is the other man's, you know?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they did.
Now, as crazy as that sounds, well, I have heard that. I did hear that before. Really? I heard it, but I've never, like, seen it on the actual show, but I have heard about
that.
Yeah,
I've seen it on Maury. The chick came on there.
Oh, I don't believe shit Maury say.
Hell no.
Yeah.
I don't even call that Maury no more. That's the baby
daddy
show. That's
crazy as hell. I don't even call that Maury. But I ain't
going
to lie, though.
I asked my doctor, could that be true, and she said, yeah.
The motherfuckers get to reading that teleprompter. Because after today's show, I want him to know that he is the father.
Fraternal really? And identical, right? You know what I'm saying? Fraternal and identical. So the ones that just
I thought
hold,
it was fraternal and I thought it was something else.
Both of
identical
them,
and I thought they was called something else.
I don't know the actual
name. As long as they ain't called mine, I don't give a fuck.
There's some that are and both in the same sack, and then there's two sacks, you know what I'm saying? And they were born in the same.
Yeah, she better prove something to me quick.
It's going to be a big-ass misunderstanding.
Hell yeah. Hey, well, wait a minute.
What you mean
hold
is
our
baby?
this
our baby
kid.
My ass. Like, who going to pay child support? Shit.
Right.
Because, I mean, like, even with there was one where the man, the first baby was conceived on one day, and then the next baby was conceived on the other, and they came out at the same time. You know, one sperm got there faster, that's all.
Yeah, that story sounds good, but you're going to have to prove it.
That's crazy.
All right, man. Check this out. We done went damn near an hour over.
I was wondering what time
I wasn't going to say it because as soon as we started talking about it, they was going to hang up.
That's true. That's why I didn't say nothing. That's why I didn't say nothing.
I showed, looked, I was like, damn, we got 45 minutes extra.
Well, I just looked at the clock like, God damn, we got a record going.
Ain't it?
Oh, I didn't notice.
I honestly just looked at the clock. Like, I knew we was over, but I'm thinking we like 15, 20 minutes.
Nah.
Boy, the goddamn.
Yeah.
Boy, them something is going to cut us food the fuck off tomorrow.
I say something. Yeah.
They going to cut us off.
They're
going to
give us a minute over tomorrow.
4, 3, 2, click them.
Like, hello?
Yeah, we way over.
Damn.
I might as well hang up now because my bladder can't hold it no more. I got to go.
You should stop doing that anyway.
I know, but I was like, really, I don't have my cordless on right now, and I didn't want to get off the phone. Ain't that something? Ain't that so sweet? Feel special.
Just be ready up.
Anyway, I got to go, y'all. I enjoyed myself. Hopefully I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good night, brother.
Good night.
Peace.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
You said what?
I said that's it. That's for the hang us up.
All right. You know how we do it. Liquor store gang, last words for us.
I always have a good time. I'll be back tomorrow night.
That's what's up. Way low.
Same shit. I might have some shocking news for everybody tomorrow, so hope to hear everybody's voice tomorrow.
They found the body. They found the body.
I was just about to say, man, you didn't murder another one, did you?
Well, I always murder them.
Janine, any last words?
It was good talking with everybody. I'll be on tomorrow.
That's what's up, Tama.
Dead City Radio. Dineen.com.
Tell a friend. Shit, goddamn. Let's get it motherfucking cracking. Trying to see more people on here. All right, y'all.
True that.
Exactly.